The story I'm going to tell you now is true. That is to say that it happened. In the summer of 1998, my brother Adam created an internet website to hunt down the truth behind strange and unusual events. Being a person of great compassion and realizing that it was the only way he was ever going to get back the $500 that he'd loaned me, he hired me as his lead investigator. My name is Derek Barnes. The job he gave me was insanely simple. I'd go out into the world and gather the truth behind strange, bizarre stories and post them on the site. Never actually cared that much about the assignments. I just needed a job and, you know, it was just nice to hang out with my brother. I was actually having fun with it until that night that I walked into that roadside bar. I didn't know it at the time, but nothing in my life would ever be the same again. You don't understand what I mean.
Oh, if I had a dollar every time I heard that.
Well, Ethan, it was nice to talk to you here.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, and a little bit freaky talking to a guy from Freaky Links.
You know what I'm saying? It's not an Italian sausage, I guarantee it.
That's a kind of a strange show you got there.
It's kind of crazy. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
It's wacky, isn't it?
Yeah, it's freaky, and it's interesting, because the first thing I thought of, wow, this is like the Blair Witch Project. Then I realized it's the same producer.
Yes, it is.
Greg Hale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's only like... The thing is, we got to be. I've been trying to be careful to let the peeps know, the lovely viewers, that it's not the Vomit Vision Blair Witch kind of sort of stuff.
No,
we put a little taste of it in there.
Well, it's got the handheld type of deal.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Every once in a while they do that.
But no, I didn't get nauseous at all, so that's good.
Yeah. You don't have to stock up on the vomit bags.
No, not at all. The show we're talking about is Freaky Links, and it's. On Fridays from 9 to 10 on a Fox station near you. It's also on the internet at freakylinks.com, which is interesting as well.
Yeah. Freakylinks.com is the website that the characters on the TV show run. And so it's like the Blair Witch people, I think their genius behind the whole thing is their awareness, the way that they put it out to the American public. Like with Blair Witch, they put out a couple hundred tapes of the Blair Witch years before it came out. So it started this little grassroots, like, have you seen this tape? It's amazing. It's crazy. Supposedly, like, the best snuff film of all time kind of sort of thing. Mm. And with FreakyLinks.com, they opened up the website 2 years before they sold the script to Fox. And made the website a real website. And all of the characters on the show are real characters on the website. So that when the show came out, they already had a huge fan base from the actual website. So.
Now, how did you end up getting cast?
Did like the regular, the normal run-of-the-mill kind of sort of thing.
Yeah.
You read the pilot, and I fell in love with it. The day I read it, I mean, scared the hell out of me. Out of curiosity, I logged on to Freaky Links. And it was amazing that it was already up and running. And I was like, wow, this is going to be amazing. It's great. Mm. It's the first time they've tried to do something like this, you know?
Yeah, your character, Derek Barnes, is an interesting character. I mean, he started out just you know, kind of doing some website work for his brother because he owed him a favor, owed him some money. And then his brother died.
In suicide, yeah.
And then, of course, someone sends him an email of his brother at a bank or something.
Kind of, yeah. It's like the story kind of behind it that we kind of touch base on every once in a while is Derek Barnes and Adam Barnes, two identical twin brothers, used to work for this website, and Adam Barnes, the more straightforward guy, committed suicide out of the blue, and Derek felt slightly responsible for that because it's his brother and he was supposed to know this sort of thing, you know, and he wasn't there for him, and so. Kind of like an homage to him, he started up a new site called Freaky Links, and he'd been up and running for about a year, 2 years, and somebody emailed him a video feed of his brother, and kind of brought up the question of maybe he isn't dead, maybe the whole thing was faked, maybe he's something else at this point? You know, it's like all of these unanswered questions, and that's every once in a while to kind of tap on what happened to Adam. Why did he commit suicide? If he did commit suicide, kind of sort of thing. You know, and then the other times we're just running around documenting crazy stuff. And
there's some interesting stuff going on here in terms of Adam's ex-fiancée is part of the story now.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Sheridan plays Shlomi Tanner.
Yeah.
And then you get that the guy in the psychiatric hospital.
Yeah. Who's an amazing actor, Dennis Christopher.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Yeah, and that's kind of a X-Files type of situation there.
Kind of sort of. Chloe Tanner, yeah, she was engaged to the identical twin brother, and she kind of, when the question brought up about Adam, was brought up about Adam, if he was alive or if why he committed suicide, I went to her because she knew him almost as well as I did. And when I brought this question up to her, she felt obligated to, you know, find the answers as well, so she kind of joins in on the team.
Mm.
And there's this guy, Vince Elsing, this old guy played by Dennis Christopher, who is always popping up in the weird places. He's he does some weird stuff. It's great. I mean, there's this one episode called The Harbingers that we just shot a couple of weeks ago that should be out in a couple of weeks, where he's there, but he does crazy things, this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to quite to explain it. He'll be there and he won't be there, and all of a sudden he'll be behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely unhuman kind of sort of thing.
There's a lot of things that are completely unexplained on the show, which is kind of why it's so much fun.
Yeah, because it makes you want to, with X-Files, it, like kind of sort of thing, mm-hmm. It makes you want to come back to try to find the answers for the unanswered questions, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we now know a little bit about Derek Barnes. Tell us about Ethan Embry. Where are you from originally?
I grew up out here in L.A., born and raised out here. I got married like 2.5 years ago and got a lovely little baby boy.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That changes things completely. I have two little ones myself. So.
How amazing is that?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
It's unreal. Were you there at the childbirth, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Cutting the cord, baby.
Yeah.
All about cutting the cord.
Changes the way you look at certain body orifices.
Changes the way you look at everything.
This is amazing.
Cut that part out.
Now, when you were 10, was that your first job when you worked with Ed O'Neill?
That was my first film. I'd done a bunch of commercials before that.
That was a cool film, Dutch. I like that movie.
Love that film.
Yeah, Ed O'Neill. Of course,
I was
a huge Mary with Children fan. I don't know if you were a big fan of that show too, but
I used to watch that show all the time.
Yeah, was it fun working with him?
He's great, man. I was lucky enough to have my first film with him because his attitude on the set is so Hollywood movie star attitude guy.
Mm. Very unpretentious, huh?
Completely down to earth. Mm. The crew is just as important to him as he is, you know? And to have that guy as my teacher and, you know, as on my first show, I thought I was really lucky because, you know, it could have been different.
And then you go into a miniseries and that ended up winning an Emmy Award.
The Drug Wars
movie.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I didn't get it.
Yeah, I know that, but still, they still won one, so you're part of it.
There you go.
Let's stretch it a bit. Why not?
Right?
Yeah. Talking about orifices that stretch. We'll stretch that a little bit.
Well, right now, come on.
And you also started talking about beautiful women. We're not, but I'll segue right into it. Jennifer Love Hewitt, you were opposite her in Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah.
She's quite a woman. What's she like as a person?
She is the sweetest little thing you will possibly ever meet in your life. Nothing but enthusiasm.
Mm.
Absolutely incredible person. Very, very cool.
She is beautiful in person as she is in pictures?
I would say even more so.
Really?
Yeah.
I was a huge Party of Five fan.
Mm.
And I always loved that show. I miss it.
It's a good show.
That's the way I do so many things with Fox. They always have good shows.
They do. They do have good shows. I think that they do good. Ricky Lynx is...
Well, that 70s show is one of my favorites.
How funny is that?
That's a great show.
How funny is that show?
The whole cast has been on PMPnetwork.com.
Love that show.
And I'm hoping that Freaky Links will do as well.
Thank you so much.
Now, tell us a little bit about some of these co-stars you have. For instance, Kareem Prince, who plays your partner Jason on the show.
Kareem Prince, he plays Jason, kind of the sidekick kind of guy. He came from another Fox show last year called 413 Street, something like that.
Mm.
Amazing actor. A lot of fun. Like, he's definitely now one of my best friends.
Really?
So.
You guys hang out off set together?
Yeah, totally. It's we're blessed to have everybody is just great. Everybody. The best crew, happiest guys. It's so much fun to work on this thing. Couldn't be luckier. You know?
What kind of day do you put in terms of hours?
Usually around like 16.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a tough thing.
And think about it. Now you have all these people on the set. I assume Lizette is real nice as well.
Yes, everybody. Love them. Everybody.
So can you imagine, though, being on a set for that long and not liking the people there? Like
exactly.
Some of the shows?
So we are blessed. Completely blessed.
I
should actually, and I hate to do this to you, Mark, but I'm a little running behind.
Okay.
Just a tad bit.
It's not a problem, Ethan.
And, I should probably book out.
Ethan Embry from Freaky Links. It's on every Friday night from 9 to 10 on Fox, and freakylinks.com is the website. Check it out.
Yeah.
And I hope good things happen to you, Ethan.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Take care.
I'll be talking to you soon. Good luck with your little guys.
Thanks. You too.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.